So Rashi is, so basically, 712, I'm sorry. So basically the problem is going to be, so Rashi is saying that I will, and this is what Rashi bothered by, that I will buy saying that Hilni and her seven sons were sitting in a sukkah, which was 4 amos by 4 amos. That I could, I'll accept. Okay, that's reasonable. Okay? That's reasonable. And therefore, the way you're eliminating Rav Huna is going to explain the machlokas is it was mamash a sukkah, 4 by 4, where she had her and her seven sons, and therefore that was the dialogue between Rav Chacham in that context. But Rav Rashi is going to say, I cannot possibly see how her and her seven sons slept in a sukkah, which is 7 by 7. 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim is the shiur, which is the minimum amount that you could fit you and your body and your table. So you tell me, in a room where it's the minimum amount where you could fit you and your body and your table, you're going to tell me that she and her seven sons fit in that sukkah? That's hard to believe. Hard to believe. 4 amos, you could say they're tight. 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, I mean, that just sounds impossible. Right?
Yeah.
Sounds impossible. Right? Sounds impossible. And basically, Rashi concludes it is impossible. And this is a rejection of Rav Chana. Okay? Can't be. Can't be. Rav Chana can't get out of this one. If you want to say the machlokas is only by a sukkah, which is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, then you can't explain it. Because you see this, apparently the machlokas is applied by Hilni Hamalka. Only, and the whole case has to be talking about she had her seven sons in her sukkah with her, and there's no way she had seven sons in her sukkah, which is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So therefore, this is a disproof of that limitation. And that's why the Rashi ends up concluding. That the Gemara really did disprove Rav Chana, and it only defended Rav Huna. 4 by 4 is still maintained, but if you say 7 by 7, it's out. Okay, that's why Rashi concludes. Okay, now we could read the Rashi. We'll read the Rashi. You can see, in the midst of coming to that conclusion, he entertains a different possibility and rejects it. It's a little bit hard to figure out the pshat of what the other possibility is. But it sounds like he's somehow trying to say, explain how she could possibly fit her and her seven sons in the sukkah, which is 7 by 7. It would seem that's what he should be trying to do. But I don't know, the words don't exactly add up. So that's what we'll read. We'll see if that's what he's doing. But it sounds like he's trying to say it, but then he rejects it because he says it can't be. 7 by 7 is the shear of a table. Her and her body and her table. You say seven sons, it just sounds impossible. And he ends up saying it's impossible. So I mean, let's try to get pshat, though, in the Rashi, okay? So let's not just read pshat. We'll read pshat in Rashi. So review the... where do we read it? Okay, read a savar. Rashi, we read a savar. Vim toma, Lord of Chanan, the Muki, Pukti, Vashem, Asak, Zak, Deir, Shuv, Rosh, 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 Chana. According to Rosh Chanan, it says the Machlok is the only by Rosh, 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 Chana, which is 7 by 7. Pach, like you and the Vanei Agaba, Havi, Ela, Gedola. Here, since our kids were by her, it's considered Gedola. Like, it's bigger than 7 by 7. You're not going to fit the kids in that. Umodu, Baraban, Arban would agree. Agree that it's kosher. My Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore there's no proof anymore. How do Rabbi Yehuda bring a proof? That's the Sukkah, which isn't the Shir, where they're arguing. Saying the her table, even though the size of the sukkah has to be that it fits her table, but it doesn't mean the table has to actually be in there. So maybe she had her table inside the big sukkah. And I think what we're saying, this means that her sons were not on the table, because they're in the big sukkah, then it's not a proof. But they were in place of the sukkah, of the table. Okay, instead of the table, they were there. Roshan v'ruban. Their head and their majority. Velo kimesubunhein, and the Masoras Sachas and one Gersa changes it. Ela kizakufa, that they weren't leaning, because if they're leaning, it's going to make too much space. But they were sitting; everyone was sitting upright. So Rosh Hashanah is if you're leaning and you have a table, then it's it fits one person. But if you sit upright, you take away the table and you have to squeeze everyone in there upright, then they want to say you could suggest that you could fit all of them. Okay? That's what Rashi suggests. But he doesn't like it. He rejects it. He says, V'linir adivadu Rav Chanan kasha. He says, no, I don't think so. I think Rav Chanan's a kasha, he can't answer. Right here to Rahuno. And this whole answer is only going if you hold 4 by 4. Then you could fit 7. V'chein ikr, d'shir Rosh Vubur, like one day, no, I'll shivat v'achim. V'yev shor shivat banu, shivat v'achim. He says, because it all depends on how you're going to evaluate Rosh HaVerubo v'Shulchano. I mean, maybe it's a big table. Maybe it's a spread out Rosh HaVerubo. It would be unclear. I mean, maybe you could pull that off if you're talking about a big Rosh HaVerubo v'Shulchano. But in fact, the Gemara tells us what Rosh HaVerubo v'Shulchano is. The objectification of that is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. He says, once you see that, you see it's a very cramped Rosh HaVerubo v'Shulchano and it's a small table. And therefore, in that dimension, it's not possible to fit in all eight people. He just says it's not possible. So he rejects it. So he says, basically, this Gemara cannot work out. This Brisa is a rejection of Shita Shav Chanan. That's what Rashi concludes. You can't say that Machlokas is only by Sukkah, which is 7x7, and at the same time explain that this case by Hilni. Because Hilni was certainly not with her seven kids sitting in the Sukkah, which is 7x7. So Rav Chanan is out the window, according to Rashi. Okay? According to Rashi. Okay, and now we have to see Tosfos. Maybe the Moshe says, maybe Ala Shulchan means not they were on the table, they're at the table. So the table is right outside, and they were sitting right facing the table. So they were on the inside of the sukkah, but the table was on the outside. You could say that. To summarize, I mean, Rashi's point, his punchline is that according to Rav Chanan, Machlokas is only 7x7, only by a sukkah, which is 7x7, and it's any less than 7x7 isn't a kosher sukkah. More than 7x7 is not machloka. So it's only 7x7. He says it's not possible for it to fit Hilni and her seven sons in a sukkah or 7x7. So basically, it can't be Ruchana. Okay, that's what Rashi said. Now, Tosus doesn't like that. Tosus doesn't like throwing away Ruchana so quickly. He says, Masha dachak bekuntrus l'Rav Chanan v'Rabba. Right? No. It's just that which he's Rashi's rejecting Ruchanan v'Rabba. Namely, Ma Raya or Rabbi Yehuda. What's the proof to Rabbi Yehuda? Yeshua Shiva Banim and Shiva Tvachim. Because it can't be that she's having her seven sons and seven Tvachim, therefore it must have been a bigger Sukkah. And if it's a bigger Sukkah, there's no proof to Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rashi's question. That if the Sukkah must have been bigger than 7x7. According to Rav Chanan, there's no argument by a Sukkah which is bigger than 7x7. So therefore, you can't bring a proof from that case, because it wasn't the case where they're arguing about. La Pirchli. It's not a question. The Dilma Arucha Tuva, maybe it was wider. Right, but it wasn't wide 7 tvachim. Okay, it was longer, but less wide. And the kids sat in the long part. Okay. So what does he mean? I mean, before we get to the way they changed the gersa, but let's take the gersa we have in front of us. Okay, what's he say? What's pshat? Sounds like he's saying maybe, for instance, it was a sukkah which was 6 tvachim by 100 tvachim. I don't know, something like that. 6 tvachim by 100 tvachim. Rav Shmuel says maybe the area is the same area as the 7x7 sukkah. So what you're losing on the one dimension, you're gaining on the other dimension. So maybe that's the sukkah he was talking about. And if that's the sukkah he was talking about, Tosfos would be saying that apparently, first of all, what's he saying? That's kosher. That a sukkah which is less than 7 in one dimension, you could, so to speak, make up for it in the other dimension. Somehow it's like an area idea or something like that. Okay, that's one thing he's saying. And also he's saying that when you have a sukkah, let's say 6 by 10, in that sukkah, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim would be arguing. That's the point of this whole thing. It's to say maybe the sukkah was 6 by 10, and they'd be arguing in that case. Even though Chanan's saying they're only arguing by sukkah, which is 7x7, right? And this isn't 7x7, but he's going to hold that once you diminish one of the dimensions below 7, then they're also going to argue. They're still going to argue. Okay, which has to be explained, though. I mean, it's not impossible. But that's what he's positing. He's positing that the main thing he's positing, I think, and this is what they have a problem with, is that if you could diminish one dimension and make it up for it in the other dimension, it'll still be kosher. That's one thing which he's positing. And once he posits that, so now he's saying if you have a sukkah which is 6x10, 6x100, whatever, so then the psul, the machlokas, the real nafam, would still apply, even though its sukkah is, he says, aruch atuva, even though it's very big. But since in one dimension it's less than 7 or less, so therefore, you're still going to have the psul according to Rav Chanan. Okay? Just pshat. Okay, we haven't said much yet, but this is just pshat of what he's saying. So this is according to this reading of Tosfos. I mean, there's the pshat there. I mean, if you want to reject it, they reject it because they have problems with it. But let's analyze this reading of it, okay? So does Rashi, according to this, does Rashi maintain that a sukkah could be 6 by 100?
No.
Hard, not.
No.
It would seem that's what Rashi is saying, that if it's 7 by 7, it's not possible to fit all the kids in there. Right. But what, if it's 6 by 100, you can fit all the kids in there? It seems Rashi is saying it's impossible.
Right. What do you mean 6 by 100?
Diminish
it. The main point, yes. So the main point to which Tosfos is being Mechadesh, okay, over Rashi, is that according to Rashi, he's saying it's impossible to fit 7 kids in like a 7 by 7. Right? Now Rashi knows the math, and he realizes that if you're going to make a 6 by 50, 6 by something big, you're going to be able to fit the kids. Why can't I mean the kids will sit sideways or whatever? You're going to be able to fit them practically. So, but Rashi's saying it's impossible. So that seems to be that he holds, pretty clearly, that he holds 7 by 7 is 7 by 7. That's it. You can't be less in any direction. You can't minus in one and add another. You can't just make the area of 7 by 7. It's not 7 by 7, it's not 7 by 7. Okay? And if it's less than 7 by 7, according to Rashi, so less than 7 in either dimension, it's psula. So therefore, it must be 7 by 7 in both directions. The only case where Chanan is saying the argument is when it's exactly 7 by 7. If it's more than 7 in one direction, it's not going to be the machlokas. So the only machlokas is in literally a sukkah 7 by 7 exactly. And in that sukkah, Rashi says you can't fit the kids. Now, Tosfos is saying, that's not true. You could have a sukkah which is 6 by 10, let's say. 6 by 10, you could have a sukkah. 6 by 10, that's still kosher, because you still have the area of 7 by 7. Okay, he doesn't say that, but seemingly that's what he means. Because area. But still, you could have a machloka. Rabbi Yaakov Chanan would hold the machloka, Rabbi Yaakov Chacham is going to apply in that sukkah. Now, the question on the table is, will he say that since he's saying the machlokas is only... Since he's saying the machlokas is only 7 by 7, which is 49 square tvachim, so is it going to have to be... Is Rav Chanan also going to say if it's 6, it's going to have to be 6 by 49 over 6? So that the exact area is going to still be exactly 49 square tvachim? Or is he saying... I mean, that would be funny. Or is he saying that once one dimension is less than 7, then the Baruch Hanan is still going to apply. Machlokas is, it's still going to apply. Machlokas is 7 by, he says only 7 by 7, he means 7 by 7, and if one of those dimensions is less than 7. Okay? Now it would seem to answer that question, it's hard to know pshat-wise, but it would seem to answer that question, you'd have to know a little bit about what the reason for the limitation of 7 by 7 is, and what the psula is. Now, Rashi didn't left it as a mystery, okay? But Tosfos supplied us with this idea of Losh Tarnagolim, which means that when it's 7 by 7, it gains a status of a chicken coop, and not of a sukkah, because it's so small. It's the size of 7 by 7. A person would define that as a chicken coop, not as a sukkah, right? So I mean, but presumably you could argue that if you have a 6 by 100, that's also going to be a chicken coop, because once one of the dimensions is very small, you know, very small, that it's going to be, so to speak, tight. It's not that conducive to dira. It's a tight dira. Then it's also going to be a chicken coop. I mean, you could say that. I mean, again, we could look into it more. Okay, we could think into that more, that aspect more. Okay, the Rav Chanan aspect. Because I think in the way they change the girsa, I think that becomes significant.
Yeah.
That whether or not the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, the way they change the girsa, it makes it about when Rav Chanan's psil will apply or not. But I think...
As opposed to when it's a good sukkah
or not. According to, they're not happy with saying. Like, the Achronim are not happy with saying that that anyone's going to kasher a sukkah which is less than 7 in any direction. Okay? Because one big problem they're bothered by, they're going to say, what are you going to have? A sukkah which is 1 by 49?
Mm-hmm. I was just going to think...
They're going to say, I mean, the whole thing is Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. So it's like a 1 by 49, you tell me it's kosher? They say, how can that be? It's impossible. You can say, the whole thing is Rosh Hashanah. So you tell me 6 by 10, and they could say whatever, but where you can draw the line. And if they say, if you want to draw the line, then the Gemara should draw a line. The Gemara never drew a line. So therefore, they want to say that Tosfos never meant that. Tosfos never meant. He says, you can't kosher more than, say, less than 7. So 7 by 7 is fixed. Tosfos agreed with Rashi about 7 by 7, and therefore they have to, so then what's Ratos' answer? So they change the gears and they give it, they make him argue on a different point, which I don't want to deal with yet, because I think we should first try to deal with the gears that we have in front of us. Okay, I mean, that's the gears. So, I mean, they're changing it, they're only changing it because they don't hold it's true Misfara. But if we could give an explanation Misfara, I don't see why we have to change the gears. I mean, we could, afterwards, we can take their gifts and we can try to explain, because obviously they're understanding the other sugya a certain way, so we'll take their understanding of it afterwards. But in the meantime, let's see it for ourselves. Maybe we'll come to the conclusion that it is impossible to work out. But I mean, but that's what so the machlokas as is, right? As is, assuming the gears is correct, is if the size of a sukkah is 7x7, which is based upon the idea of Rosh Aruv HaShulchano, right? That's the amount of space where you could do, I guess, less or maybe the minimal ma'isadira or something like that, you know, where you could sit and eat, you know, in a comfortable way. So, and then the question is could you cut that into different dimensions? Is it 7x7 literally, or could you cut it into 6x9, let's say, or whatever the case may be? Okay, that's a machlokes. I mean, it's pretty simple fact,
yeah.
Right? Pretty straightforward facts. I mean, at the end of the day, after the chashbon is all done, I mean, that's simple pshat and machlokes Rashi tells us. Okay,
I'm sorry, I just
yeah. I mean, the objection which the Achronim raise. Okay, I think I saw the Taz. I think the Taz expresses it. I forgot who I saw it, but they all talk about it. But the objection which they have specifically with learning that Tosas holds you could diminish one dimension and raise the other dimension is he says the whole thing is based on Rosh Aruv Shulchanah. So I would understand if you want to give me an argument that 6x9 you could fit Rosh Aruv Shulchanah. But you're going to tell me, let's say I have a sukkah which is 1x49. So you can tell me 1x49 is impossible to fit Rosh Aruv Shulchanah. So that can't, they say that can't possibly be kosher. So you'll say maybe there's a cutoff point. So you'll have to say there's a cutoff point. 6x10 is good. 5, but there has to come a point where there's a cutoff. But if that's what Tosas holds, I mean, do you ever see anything like that in the Gemara? Is there any cutoff point, or is there a cutoff point? The Gemara should have a cutoff point. You can't just make up your own cutoff point. So he's saying there would have to be a cutoff point in the Gemara. But since there is no cutoff point, so it can't be, they're not willing to say 1x49 could possibly be kosher. But if you want to say it's possible, it has to be a cutoff point, then there is none. So therefore, they reject the whole thing. Okay, they say it can't be, and they change around Tosas again. Okay, so I mean, if we want to attempt to maintain this Tosas the Gersa, we're going to have to give an answer, take a stand on that question. I mean, we have to answer that. I mean, will it be kosher 1x49? If so, how could it be? If not, where's the share? Okay, I mean, that's something we have to answer. That's another question that actually presents itself. You know, I'm not so bothered by the question of the 1x49. Because I'll tell you, the shear of a sukkah, let's say it's an area of 7x7, an area of 49 square tefachim. Now, you want to create for me a crazy sukkah, which is 1x49, so I'll tell you, yeah, it meets the shear. Now, you can't sit in there, practically, you can't sit in there. I mean, there's a shear, so it turns out, a funny thing, that the whole shear is because of Rosh Hashanah, and this sukkah, which can't fit Rosh Hashanah, is kasha, right? Yeah, but I can ask you a funny thing. The whole shear, let's say you want to say 7x7 exactly. So 6x100, you can tell me 7x7 is more roomy than 6x100. I can fit more Rosh Hashanah than 6x100. So according to the other way to learn, so how are you going to explain that? How can you explain 6x100 is going to be a puzzle? 6x100 is going to be a puzzle? I could fit a ton of people there, so it's tied in one direction, so we'll angle ourselves in a certain way. So what are they going to say to that? They'll say, you're right, if it's 6x100, but there's a shear. A shear is a shear, and a shear is 7x7, that's the shear. So the other thing I have to say, there's a shear. So I'll say also there's a shear. There's a shear. The shear is 49 square tefachim. You want to make a crazy case, which is an exception, you can always make crazy cases. But a shear is an objectification of a phenomenon. So the shear is based upon objectification. It's not normal. A person's going to make a sukkah. It's 49 by 1. If he does it and he manages to shrink himself down and sit in there, would it be kosher? Yeah. So, I mean, that's why I don't see the problem so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way shear is. Every shear that you can create exceptional cases which are going to make the shear sound funny. But that's you have to have a shear. You have to have a shear. That's just the way it is. Like a gazayas. You can say, Ogma al-Habarshan is a gazayas. I mean, a shear is a shear. I mean, you can't start the shear is a shear. So, I mean, I think that seems to be a good answer, solid. But now the question, though, is, so what's the machlokas now? I mean, that's why I just don't see the problem. I don't see that problem. But if that's the case, now the question is, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas, whether the shear is in the square in the area, namely the area of 7x7, in which case you could cut and paste, or you say no, the area of the shear is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and if it's 6 tefachim, it's not 7 tefachim. You want to have a lot in the other dimension, that's very nice, but here this other dimension is lacking. So what's that machlokas based upon? Could we get a spot for that? Sion Beis on Beis explains that that Rosh Hashanah was not just the smallest area you could eat in, because you could eat sitting upright. You could eat sit upright, and that you could eat there. But you could stand and eat, so it won't be 7x7 tzvachim. A person doesn't take 7x7 tzvachim when he's standing upright. But the idea of Rosh Hashanah is that he could sit. Rosh Hashanah means you lean. So if you're leaning, you have your head and robe of your body. Because when you're leaning, it doesn't mean you're laying out fully, you know. Fully, you spread out halfway. Rubo. Rubo means that it's like robe of you. So it's head and robe of you leaning, and then you have your table. So on a basic level, apparently that's Dira. Dira is like, can't just say I could take a snack. I mean, a snack you eat standing up. But that's the way you eat. Dira is a certain eating with kviyas or whatever. So the shir is based upon... I mean, we'll get more into it, but the show is based upon an eating which reflects some sort of a kvias. And an eating which reflects kvias is 7x7, as Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, it's not really a kvias. So that's, it's not the shir. But you could fit in less than that. It's possible to fit in less than that. Okay? Yep.